It's 91.7 WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Orange construction barrels have popped up quicker than flowers this spring. Wisconsin is well into its busiest time of year for roadwork. WXPR's Katie Thorison gives us an update on some major projects, as well as some safety reminders as you hit the road.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has several major projects underway in the Northwoods. One of the most heavily trafficked ones is on Highway 51 in Lincoln County. Construction crews are paving the section between the Marathon County line to the County K exit in Merrill. There will also be work done on the Highway 64 on-ramp and County K off-ramp. The current lane closures are expected to stay in place until July 1st. Jed Peters is the DOT's North Central Region Project Chief.
Unfortunately, we will have lane closures out there over the Memorial Day weekend. So we are expecting some traffic backups, some congestion, some delays as the individuals from the southern part of the state work their way up north to the recreational areas around the Minocqua and Rhinelander areas. But overall, the project is progressing very well and remains on track and on schedule to be wrapped up by early to mid-summer here.
Other projects underway are Highway 8 in Forest County near the Oneida County border, Highway 70 in Eagle River between County Road H to Highway 45, and a culvert replacement on Highway 51 in Vilas County, north of County Highway N. There is also a lot of work planned for the Highway 45 corridor from Anago north through Vilas County. And if you're traveling south this summer, there will be major construction in the Stevens Point and Pullover areas on I-39 and Highway 10. There are 69 total DOT projects planned for the season in the North Central region, costing about $180 million. Peters says no matter where you're encountering construction on your travels, slow down and pay attention.
One of the initiatives that we're running as the Department of Transportation is our Buckle Up, Phone Down initiative. And that really applies to traveling in general, but particularly in the construction zones. I mean, put the phones down. Make sure you're buckled up, pay attention, and really make sure that you stay safe, that the workers stay safe, and that those traveling around you are able to stay safe as well.
You can view a list of projects on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Weinbrenner Shoe Company has expanded its facilities in Merrill. It has moved into a building off Prospect Street, once owned by Heard Window and Doors. Operations have gotten underway. The primary use for the space will be for manufacturing, leaving the outlet store intact. Weinbrenner started operating in Merrill back in the 1930s, and City Administrator Dave Johnson says this move is symbolic of how the city has evolved.
We've gone much beyond wood products now, and Weinbrenner's a good example of that, expanding in the shoe and boot industry. We're looking for more of that type of thing.
The company plans to formally recognize the move with a ceremony in June. Audio from this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Nicolet College is putting a focus on how it can improve diversity and inclusion for students. It recently announced it was awarded nearly $1 million in grants from the Wisconsin Technical College System. A portion of it will be going toward diversity, equity, and inclusion work across campus in relevant curriculum and piloting virtual reality assessments and simulations. Grants and Projects Resources Manager Katie Ann Ostrenga says it's all making sure students have a place where they feel like they belong.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, you hear it, you see it, it's real and it's there. And so we really are focusing on how do we weave this throughout the whole college and build capacity for a mindset of this as a foundation.
Another large portion of the grant money will go towards student support services. This is things like upgrading career services and career coaching programs.
We want to be able to build a vision of what their career path or journey may look like with them. And so with our career service redesign, it's really building from the ground up and really looking at what students' needs are, how we can best serve them where they're at.
$350,000 of the grant money will also be going to the Health Occupations Program. It will help add more simulators to the patient robots the college has. And new University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin is trying to stay out of the bitter political fight over her hire. Regents announced they'd hired Mnuchin to succeed Rebecca Blank on Monday. Republicans immediately attacked her for donating to Democratic candidates and for supporting critical race theory and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. One Republican senator threatened to freeze UW tuition and state aid if she remains chancellor. Mnuchin addressed Wisconsin reporters for the first time via Zoom from her office at UCLA's law school yesterday. When asked about her reaction to Republican critics, she said only that she's willing to talk to anyone. You're listening to WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.